Gavar Kai remained behind with Ben and Luke, his expression stoic and unreadable as his daughter vanished into the shadows with Talon. Ben fidgeted beneath his gaze, wishing that the Sith would step away to feed the pyre fire, or do anything that would give Ben a chance to have a few quiet words with his father. Finally realizing he would need to make his own opportunity, Ben turned toward the arcade.
"I didn't mean to shove Vistara into the fusion chamber," he said. "Lord Talon's not going to hurt her, is he?"
"She'll be punished."
Kai's tone was sharp and blaming, and he could not stop himself from staring into the arcade after his daughter.
"How severely depends on how badly she failed her assignment."
"It wasn't that bad."
Ben allowed his very real concern to creep into his voice.
"It's not like she actually lost me."
Kai continued to stare into the arcade.
"But you are the one who saved her life, and that will trouble Lord Talon."
"Oh well, I won't make the same mistake with him."
As Ben spoke, he nudged his father with an elbow, then made a walking motion with his fingers and pointed into the jungle. He felt bad about the trouble Vistara was in, but he needed to get his father away from there before ship arrived, and he had no idea how soon that might happen. Unfortunately, his father seemed to have other ideas. Luke simply shook his head at Ben's fingers, then nodded across the courtyard toward Abeloth's shrouded corpse. He wasn't leaving without a body to take back for analysis. Ben scowled and mouthed the word, "Ship." Luke's brow shot up, but he made no motion toward the jungle.
"Soon,"
Ben mouthed.
"What are you two whispering about?"
demanded Gavar Kai's angry voice.
"We have had enough Jedi tricks for one day."
"This is no trick,"
Luke said, turning toward the arcade where Talon had taken Vistara.
"But Sith or not, I won't stand by and allow a 16-year-old girl to be beaten."
Without awaiting a reply, and ignoring for the moment the fact that there was no indication that anyone was being beaten, Luke started across the courtyard. Taken even more by surprise than Ben was, Kai stood with his jaw hanging for a couple of heartbeats, then finally seemed to realize that he needed to do something. By then, Luke was only a couple of steps from the arcade.
"Wait!"
Kai extended his hand, using the force to jerk Luke to a stop.
"You can't enter—"
The objection came to a shrieking end as Luke whirled around, using his own force strength to supplement Kai's. The Sith left the ground and flew across 5 paces of the courtyard into the iron-tight grasp of Luke's artificial hand.
"Someone needs to intervene," Luke said calmly. "And since her father won't, I will."
Ben knew what his father was doing, of course, and he was already stepping toward Abeloth's shrouded body, reaching out to grasp it in the Force and floated around the far side of the funeral pyre. As gruesome as it seemed to sneak off with a stinking 3-day-old corpse, he understood why his father insisted on retrieving it. Assuming they were actually able to reach the Jade Shadow with Abeloth's body and return it to the Jedi Temple, it was impossible to say how much Silgal might learn by studying the thing. She might be able to identify a species, or at least hazard a guess as to what kind of being Abeloth had been. And if they could not return to Coruscant with the cadaver itself, at least they might be able to take tissue samples and make a couple of vids. But most important, by taking the corpse themselves, the Skywalkers would prevent Talon from keeping it. Given what the Lost Tribe's intentions had been, to subjugate Abeloth and turn her into their own living force weapon, it was a risk well worth taking. Ben just wished he had thought to bring a thermal detonator along, except, of course, that it would have been a violation of their truce with the Sith.